the Jesuit College. This building dates back to the end of the 17th century and is the work of the architect Giacomo Napoli. The monumental entrance to this old Jesuit college immediately betrays its Baroque origins. There are four great telemons bordering the main door, which appear to support the trepiation. Immediately above this is a typically Baroque balcony. If you go closer, you can see its richly decorated supports. Apart from this balcony, the building facade is made up of a series of windows on two levels, themselves embellished by decorated mouldings. On the interior, you will find an attractive cloister with rounded arches supported by 24 columns, the whole area given a sense of spaciousness by the great squares used for the paving. The restoration of the building was completed in 1982, and since then, the old Jesuit college has been used as the site for the Civic Museum, the Municipal Library, the local picture gallery, and the Municipal Historical Archive. The decision to use the building as a multifunctional cultural centre is entirely consistent with its original function. The college was originally built as a teaching centre for both the laity and seminary pupils. The Municipal Library was set up in 1865 and has about 60,000 works. It is also the home for numerous manuscripts, books dating from the dawn of printing, and other precious old editions. The Municipal Archive represents Mazara's true historical memory. It contains documents, manuscripts, and papers, allowing the reconstruction of the city's historical identity over the centuries. If you have time, the Civic Museum is well worth a visit. Its exhibits are divided into two sections, archaeological and medieval. The first covers a period of time running from the Neolithic to the Roman era, with the display of objects, manufactured items, graveware, and other remains. The medieval section, on the other hand, includes a number of works coming for the most part from churches and religious institutions. There is then a complete room dedicated to Pietro Consagra, a Mazara artist who died in 2005. He was a member of the so-called Forma Uno school, an artistic movement named after the first and only issue of a magazine setting out its manifesto. Other members of the same artistic group included Carlo Accardi, Ugo Attardi, Piero Dorazio, Mino Guerini, Achille Perilli, Antonio Sanfilippo, and Giulio Turcato. They were opposed to any form of figurative art, as explained in their manifesto. In our work, we use the shapes of objective reality as the means to achieve objective abstract forms. We're interested in a lemon's shape, not in the lemon itself. Consagra was involved in the Scultura Frontale, or frontal sculpture project, which sought to give the observer a position of absolute centrality, reducing depth to minimum in favour of an aesthetic view of the surface presented to the observer. We've already had the opportunity of admiring Consagra's work in the shape of the Piazza Mocarta fountain, and as in that work, his sculptures demonstrate this thinness tending towards simple structure. Many of his works can be found adorning the streets of Gibellina, where, in accordance with his wishes, the artist was buried in 2005.